The investigative website ProPublica reports that the use of aggressive interrogation techniques and outright torture are damaging criminal cases against Guantanamo detainees. Federal judges have ruled against the U.S. Justice Department in 8 cases to date, where witnesses presented evidence that detainees were forcibly interrogated. In addition, there are 52 cases of Gitmo inmates saying they are wrongfully detained. As a result, judges have tossed out government evidence, including confessions, because of harsh interrogation tactics ranging from verbal threats to physical abuse. These rulings may explain why the Justice Department has been reluctant to press criminal charges against Gitmo detainees. Only 24 of the 780 detainees held at Guantanamo since 2002 have been charged with a crime before a military commission. 4 detainees were convicted, and a single inmate was transferred to a civilian court for trial in New York City. The Obama administration declared 48 of the remaining 176 Gitmo detainees will be held indefinitely, since they are too dangerous to release and cannot effectively be prosecuted in civilian or military courts. Most of the Gitmo detainees faced multiple aggressive interrogations that started before they were transferred to Guantanamo Bay Detention Center. At the time, military interrogators were under intense political pressure to produce actionable intelligence rather than strong court cases. The Obama administration has launched a diplomatic offensive to smooth the way for a January referendum on the status of South Sudan, which has long sought independence from the government in Khartoum. The U.S. State Department offered Sudan President Omar al-Bashir a series of incentives to cooperate with a peaceful vote and to allow the emergence of a future independent South Sudan. The upcoming referendum in South Sudan is the result of the 2005 peace agreement between the Khartoum government and South Sudan rebels. The agreement ended a 20-year civil war that left an estimated 2 million people dead. The Obama initiative includes a high-level meeting on Sudan at the United Nations in September, aimed at preventing a new bloody war if South Sudan votes to become independent. Human rights activists like Eric Reeves of Smith College say the Obama administration is offering few new ideas to solve long simmering tensions and completely ignores the fact that Sudan President Bashir faces a war crimes indictment from the International Criminal Court for atrocities committed in Darfur. Unsettled issues in Sudan include border disputes, especially in the oil-rich region of Abyei. Negotiation on the status of citizenship of natives of southern Sudan who now live near Khartoum, and an oil revenue sharing agreement that could ease growing tensions between Sudan and South Sudan. 2 Greenpeace activists, Junichi Sato and Toru Suzuki, who are campaigning to expose corruption in Japan's government-subsidized whaling industry, were recently convicted of theft and trespassing stemming from a 2008 incident. The activists, acting on an insider tip that ship crews were illegally selling whale meat that belonged to the government, delivered a package containing the meat, demanding an investigation by the Tokyo prosecutor's office. Soon afterwards, the two were arrested on criminal charges. Although prosecutors sought an 18-month prison sentence for them, a Japanese court imposed a 1-year suspended sentence for the two, who are appealing the decision. In a moral victory for Greenpeace, the court found evidence of dubious practices in the whaling industry and that the activists did not seek to profit from their actions. According to the Christian Science Monitor, this is Japan's 2nd criminal prosecution of anti-whaling activists in recent months. In July, Sea Shepherd activist Peter Bethune of New Zealand was given a 2-year suspended sentence for illegally boarding a Japanese whaling ship. Defendant Junichi Sato says the court failed to recognize the right of citizens to expose corruption in the Japanese whaling industry, a right built into the International Covenant of Political and Civil Rights, the foundation of international human rights law. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Elaine Osowski.